Hey everybody, my name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right side with Doug Billings, right side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America and thank you.
We make differences for the best and the better. We have the Bible on our side. We have our Constitution, the Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights. We have our military men and women and we have each other. Stand up for America. I want you to know that. We are not on our deathbeds. We are good. We are strong. We are America founded by God. Go! Big!
Everybody, welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where you will become the most intellectually mature members of all of podcast land for simply watching and listening to this program on the Brightian TV network. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. So, a lot of stuff to cover tonight. We're going to talk about the midterms. We're going to talk about how there was, in fact, a red wave. Don't listen to the naysayers and the mainstream media, the rhinos, etc. We're going to talk about Trump and DeSantis. We're going to talk about my new book, Remaking the American Political System. Ladies and gentlemen, it will guide you. It will make you feel safe and give you hope, real hope, by the way, for what this, what we're going to have to endeavor to do to take our republic back from the Communist Socialist Party. Also, we're going to talk about what's going on today with regards to the country and the upcoming election. Trump, DeSantis, Trump, whoever. Who will it be? All of that tonight on Brighteon TV with The Right Side with Doug Billings. It's upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available. Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers, while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200 plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks very much again. Hey, listen, we all understand that America is in the grip of this nightmare that we're experiencing because of the Communist Socialist Party. You've heard me say that in the elected class in the United States, there are no more Democrats. And I mean that seriously. They have blended communism and socialism together. They are the Communist Socialist Party. They are not a pro-America political party. Evidence of the obvious is sufficient. We can tell that. We can see that. We understand that everything that they do, their entire platform, their politics, their policies, anti-American, defunding the police. They want violence. And I'm going to explain that later in the show today. We hear, you know, these mass shootings, which are never acceptable, never acceptable. But the way that the left will go about engaging possible remedies and cures for this has nothing to do with reality. And we'll talk about that. In the show. I talk about that and I write about it in my new book, Remaking the American Political System. It's a book that I have written with my friend Mike Beeler. We talk about how we're going to reclaim America from the Communist Socialist Party. We had so many good and great patriots say nice things about the book. General Michael Flynn, we had Mike Lindell, Devin Nunez, Chad Prather, John Rich, Ann Vandersteel, Pastor Dave Scarlett, so many people said so many nice things about the book. But you can buy it at my website, dougbillings.us, dougbillings.us. If you sign up for a membership over there on the website, I will personally, and I mean this, I will personally autograph the book to whoever you want me to sign it to, yourself or someone else. There's a form on the website that will pop up to ask you who should Doug sign the book to. I will personally then go to the UPS store, I promise you, and mail it to you. So all of that on dougbillings.us, the book, Remaking the American Political System, getting back to the founder's intent for how we are to run, lead, and manage this republic. The Communist Socialist Party has taken us so far away from where we're supposed to be. I mean, you want to talk about the basics, you know, education. They have stolen our youth, the Communist Socialists have, because they've been doing what we have failed to do, my friends. We have failed to get involved at the local level. We talk about this all the time, but it's real. Now, we had a midterm election just last week. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about how we as conservatives need to understand and admit to ourselves that we have not been thoroughly enough involved. In the book, Remaking the American Political System, I talk about how we reclaim it, and I go into some specific examples. I talk about midterm elections and how we didn't get here overnight, primary elections, major elections. We have to go through a series of these elections to get the ship right. Remaking the American Political System, it's more than a handbook. I give you historical perspectives that will show you that this is not the darkest hour that America has faced. So many of you out there thinking that we're never going to make it to 2024. Our republic is going to be over. No, it's not. No, it's not. We're going to be fine. And I tell you this, and I outline it in the book, with real hope. We steer away from the myths that would cause us to sit on the sidelines. There are no secret, you know, ways forward for any of this to take place. There is no quote-unquote plan except for us, we the people, to engage in the system that the founding fathers gave us. So we talk about that in the book. Now let's shift gears and talk about the midterm elections that we just experienced. So the mainstream media and the rhinos, and of course, the Communist Socialist Party, will not let you think for one second that there was a red wave. They will do everything they can to persuade you that it was anything but a red wave. It was a complete red flop, in their opinion, right? You've got people that will say, Paul Ryan, a rhino proven through and through, Trump was the reason we lost. Okay, so that's nonsense. Take your eyes off of the House and the Senate. Now, we won the House, but we didn't do as well as we wanted to. We didn't do as well as we wanted in the Senate. I get it. I understand that. We still have Herschel Walker and his runoff election in Georgia. We've got to keep him in prayer, keep him in thought. And people in Georgia, you need to mount up and get out there and vote in that runoff election on December 6th. We will prevail here. Take your eyes off of the national races for a minute. I understand that we didn't. I predicted a solid majority in the House, and I thought we would take at least 4 or 5 seats in the Senate. I think we did, but they're still cheating. But hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Don't start hyperventilating. We're going to take our eyes off of Washington, D.C., and we're going to look at the Republic. If we look at the Republic, we had 194 wins, ladies and gentlemen. 194 wins against 9 losses. Now, let me say that again. 194 wins across the country. Conservatives had 194. And we only lost 9 races. So if that's not a red wave, I don't know what is. But it's not mentioned on the mainstream media, no surprise. The rhinos, Paul Ryan and others, Mike Pompeo, Mike Pence, you know the group, Mitch McConnell, we'll talk about him in a minute. They won't admit it either. And of course, the Communist Socialist Party is not going to have any part of that. They play up the fact that we didn't do as well at the federal level. And we didn't. But that's not where our lives are impacted the most. Our lives are impacted at the state level the most. And you want to talk about states where there were victories, where you would think there were not? Look at New York State. 4 or 5 House seats flipped to the conservative side in the state of New York. It just goes to show you that in those kinds of states, whether you're looking at New York State or whether you're looking at Illinois, Oregon, Washington State, California especially, there is a lot more red in there than what we know about and what is reported in the mainstream media. We have a cheating problem, no doubt about it. Now, our involvement has begun to have an effect and an impact on all of that. The difference between this midterm election that we just experienced and the national presidential election in 2020 is your involvement. The midterm election, 2022, we got involved. We were poll watchers, election observers. We were we were watching those ballot drops. We were making sure that the systems worked. And when they didn't work in states like Arizona, where there is a complete foul up, you've got Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham who have won their election. Now, look, I'm going out on a limb. They won. Carrie Lake, Mark Fincham. Carrie Lake, of course, for governor. Mark Fincham, the Secretary of State. Mark is a good friend of mine. We talk often. I have confidence. Now, we've got counties out there in Arizona that are saying, whoa, wait a minute. We've got to take a look at this. And they're setting precedents. And they're going to have recounts. And so just hang on and let's see what happens. Because I think that the result is that because of our involvement, we will see significant improvements in how we catch, make known, and deal with the cheat. So just deep breaths, and let's stay hopeful and focus on the long haul here. Folks, one midterm election is not going to get us out of this debacle. We're going to have to go through several election cycles. You might as well gear up for that. Gear up, get ready, put on the armor of persistence, and let's get to the task at hand. We're going to have to stay involved. We cannot give up. And I, you know, that reminds me, conservatives are known for marching forward, facing adversity, challenge, and tragedy head on. We meet it head on. We work our way through it. We understand that in the midst of all of that, and when we look at the Republic today, we are in the midst of adversity, challenge, and tragedy in so many ways. When we have something stolen from us, we want it back as soon as possible. I get it. I'm right there with you. We engage, though, in the current process. We engage in the now. We engage in everything that's going on around us at the moment. We look back and we understand we have to fix some things. There are people out there that say, fix 2020 or bust. I agree that we have to fix 2020, but it can't be fix 2020 or bust, because to me, that means we're only focusing on 2020. We will fix 2020. We have to, but there's other battle fronts that we have to pay attention to, fully engaging in 2022, just as we did. That's exactly why we had 194 wins against only 9 losses, because we got involved in 2022. Now, we've got to also get involved and prepare for 2024. That's an absolute must. We've got to do it. We will, and we will engage with 4 key virtues in doing all of this. Wisdom, with a capital W, from the Holy Spirit. Seek out and pursue that wisdom. And then when we find what wisdom reveals to us, we don't simply react. We don't react in the positive or the negative. We simply reflect on what wisdom has shown us. You know, the Communist Socialist Party, they're the ones that react when they, because they can't engage in reflection, they can't engage in debate. If you disagree with them, they will have pallets of bricks delivered to your street corner and throw the bricks through your storefront or home front windows. That's the left. We're not them. Wisdom from the Holy Spirit. Reflect then on what that reveals to you. Then, once you've reflected and once you figure out what we're going to do next, you take action. For many of you across the country, it means getting involved in the local level. It means running for and winning seats on school boards. And there are great victories that have happened because you've done exactly that. You have won races at school boards, and you've fired woke school superintendents and woke teachers. You've gotten rid of the tranny Showtime story hour nonsense, and we're shutting it down. Did you know that in this year, 14 states have outlawed critical race theory? Those are key victories for us. We need to take them into account. Wisdom, reflection, and action, and then finally, gifting yourself with the virtue of patience. Having patience, because although I understand your zeal for having something that's stolen from us back as soon as possible, sometimes soon as possible can mean years, all right? We need to brace ourselves for that. We didn't get here overnight. 2020 didn't just happen in 2020. The other side got involved in the process at the local level since during the time of World War II, and then because of their action, because they became activists and we did not, they then were able to pull 2020 off. So they didn't just do it overnight. And we need to learn and understand that. There are people in Washington, D.C. who will go to great lengths to defend you. Strong conservative people. And we need to differentiate between Republican and conservative. Just because somebody says they're Republican doesn't mean they're a conservative and on our side. We need to engage with common sense when we look at candidates. And I, in the book, Remaking the American Political System, I talk about a litmus test. Well, Doug, how do I tell? How do I tell if somebody's a rhino or not? In the book, Remaking the American Political System, I give you several examples, but one of them is this, a litmus test for candidates across the Republic. Ask them this question. Do you support full forensic audits in every election, no matter who wins? Now, if that candidate hems and haws and doesn't want to answer or says no outright, that's a rhino. That's somebody that you don't want to vote for. That's a litmus test. I outline several more tests in the book, but that's one of them, and it's key. We need to know who really wins these elections. I mean, I've said it before, to give a high-level review, you know, we need to make election day again, not election month, not election week. We all need to begin to show up on election day, ladies and gentlemen. And I know, I'll hear it, well, that's 3 hours. I don't want to wait in line. Yeah. Look at what the members of our military who went to their deaths in many cases to defend your right to vote. I don't think that standing in line for any amount of time is that much of a sacrifice compared to that. So let's get back to election day. Let's fight for voter ID in our states. You know what to do at the local level. And then also work for paper ballots and get away from these dastardly machines. Let's do that. Let's charge forward as conservatives. We don't melt down. We don't give up. We understand that America is a country that's inspired by God. Our founding documents, inspired by God, written by men. And we understand that the reawakening to the divine providence of God happens through our efforts. It happens through our involvement in the local system. And that's what you saw, the divine providence of God sweeping in 194 wins against only 9 losses. That's it. That's because of your involvement. There is no secret military plan. There is no plan for any amount of executive orders that President Trump may have written and did write during his presidency. Those will not usher him back in. You will usher him back in. We will usher him back in. And we're in this together. And when I come down on the people that engage in the myths, it's not a personal attack. My calling is to engage in the truth and to point people in the direction of reality. We cannot depend upon myths. No letter of the alphabet, no amount of executive orders, nothing. Well, I can show you a drop that this guy made that shows that there was an accidental missile mishap that's supposed to happen. You know, that drop a few years ago, a year ago, whatever, 6 months ago, 6 weeks, doesn't matter. Oh, look, Russia accidentally fired missiles into Poland. And they say, there it is, there's the connection. And, you know, so my mind doesn't connect the two as like, this is like something that we should hinge our hopes upon. And there's many more examples of that. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to be harsh on those of you that have believed that. I'm just simply saying that takes our eye off the ball. The ball is not in drops of intel. It's not in executive orders. Our hope, our resilience, our ability to reclaim this republic resides within our determination to get involved as we should, as God has called us to be involved, as the founding fathers got involved. The founding fathers didn't rely on myths and speculation. They got involved. They answered the call of duty, and they performed it. And the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence lost almost everything. Many of them lost homes and families and fortunes, spouses and children. All of them were persecuted to some degree or another. And yet we somehow feel as if someone else is going to solve the problems, or some other alphabet agency or some other alphabet drop of intel is going to save us. And they have, look, with all due respect, it's you, me, we. You, me, and we the people. That's it. That has always been the plan. That is how we will regain the republic away from the Communist Socialist Party. And they are beginning to crumble. Evidence of the obvious is sufficient. Look at what they've done. Do you think for a minute that I believe that the majority of the people in this republic would vote for the Communist Socialist Party and what they stand for? Look at their platform. Defunding the police, no border security, shipping and logistics catastrophes everywhere, the debacle in Afghanistan, food prices, shut down pipelines, let's go back to energy dependence instead of being energy independent, foreign policy in the crapper, so to speak. We have no wealth anymore. We have no ability. Our 401k and our savings plans going absolutely bankrupt. We have got to begin to realize that it's up to us. And evidence of the obvious is sufficient. The Communist Socialist Party has no desire to look out for your best interests. They do want to fundamentally transform America, and they want to fundamentally transform it away from the founders' intent. So we take a look back at the midterms. We engage in wisdom. We reflect. We take action, and we gift ourselves with patience. Now, we have Herschel Walker in Georgia with a runoff election on December 6th. We need to be engaged in that. We need to be supporting Herschel Walker in whatever way you can. We need to be keeping our eye on that race. I want to talk to you about Washington, D.C., the swamp, and the deep state. I happen to believe that President Trump is the most significant president this republic has ever had. And I think that in many ways, his significance, among many things that we could list, President Trump's significance is that he pulled back the curtain and revealed to us the deep state. He understood it. He knows what it is. And now we do too. I think he did a lot of great things, but I think perhaps that is the greatest thing. The rallies that he's been having were designed to bolster us up for his run for 2024. Folks, there is and there never was any mechanism to bring President Trump back before 2024. None. Doesn't exist. He's running again. He's going to get the nomination. The nomination is his. You got, you know, Mike Pence out there running. No thanks. He's done. Mike Pompeo, he has no charisma. I said on my Truth Social post today, you can find me at Doug Billings, by the way, on Truth Social. Mike Pompeo has as much charisma as the people that were buried in lava in Pompeii, right? None, zero. Now, Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is a rock star. I like Ron DeSantis. He is not ready. He's not ready. I don't know if the rift between him and President Trump is real. I don't know if they really don't like each other. It might be a way by which they're trying to figure out who's loyal to Trump and who's not, but based on what they say as the perceived, you know, rift going on between these two guys. Look, I have said it on my show. I'm going to say it here tonight on Bridian. I think Governor DeSantis would be a great pick for vice president. I think they would be invincible. When I go to Mar-a-Lago on December 6th, I'm going to press that case, going there with General Michael Flynn and some others. I'm going to try to get a meeting and talk with President Trump about that. DeSantis, invincible. But Doug, they can't be from the same state. Yes, they can. That's a myth. Some of you out there are smart. Some of you are intellectually immature. You're saying, I don't think the president and the vice president can be from the same state. Yes, they can. They can. That's a myth. So we want 12 years. Don't forget that. We're not just after these four more with President Trump. We want 12, at least four with Trump, then eight with DeSantis. Wouldn't that be nice? He's not ready yet. DeSantis isn't. Washington would chew him up and spit him out. Trump is the only man for this job. He's the only one that's already proven it. Look at all of the stuff that he's gone through. The sham investigations, the witch hunts, the fake impeachments, the indictments that they're trying to get against him, the raid at Mar-a-Lago, everything that he's been through, Trump is the only one for the job. Now, he can prepare DeSantis and get him ready, but DeSantis isn't the guy yet. If Trump wants the GOP nomination, it's his, ladies and gentlemen. It is his. Now, when we come back, I want to talk to you about McCarthy, McConnell, and McDaniel. But first, Patriot Cigar, ladies and gentlemen. It was 65 degrees in Kansas City today, and I had one of these beauties on the deck. PatriotCigar.com. Christmas time. I know some of you ladies like cigars, too. PatriotCigar.com. Promo code Doug gets you 15% off, my friends. 15% off. Come back. Listen to the show. We're going to talk about why McCarthy, McConnell, and McDaniel need to go. We'll be right back. God bless you. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
You've got to be watching Brighteon TV. This is so important. We are the news.
Hey, I'm General Mike Flynn, and I just want to encourage everybody out there to go to Brighteon TV. Brighteon is awesome. It's unapologetic. It's all about the truth. They have a great group of hosts, and their cast and their team is wonderful. Get out there and watch Brighteon TV. It is where you're going to discover the truth.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Bridie on TV, The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we engage in determined prayer and determined patriotism. Determined patriotism, one of the monikers of the show since I started it. And that's really at the crux of what we need to be doing as conservatives. Determined patriotism, where we take action. We engage in the hard work of reclaiming the republic. You know, I spoke a little bit about in the previous segment about the victories that we've had at local levels, school boards. I mentioned specifically how we the people are running for and winning seats on school boards and firing woke school superintendents, getting rid of the, you know, the tranny school time story hour nonsense, and so forth. We will win, folks. We will win. We look at the national level. I also spoke about how we have hope that there was really a red wave. We talk about 194 victories against 9 losses, how the mainstream media, the Communist Socialist Party in Washington, and the rhinos in Washington and throughout the country won't address that. They don't tell you that. They don't talk about it. They don't look at the entire landscape of the republic. They look at Washington, D.C., where I admit we didn't do as well as we wanted. We got the House, and that's huge because now we can set the agenda. At least we can, you know, curtail Administrator Biden and the Communist Socialist Party to a degree. There will not be a Communist Socialist agenda anymore. Nancy Pelosi is gone, thankfully, and we're going to go forward with what we have. Now, we still might have the Senate. We have to hope for Herschel Walker in Georgia. But look, let me tell you about Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, and Rona McDaniel. Now, if you're from Raytown, Missouri, you're going to have to Google these people to understand who they are. Kevin McCarthy's vying for and trying to be the Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy reminds me of your nice, typical fraternity president. He says the right things. He's talking to his audience all the time. He doesn't really rock the boat until it's time for him to try to win the next seat or the next agenda item. In this case, he wants to win the Speaker of the House agenda, right? He wants to be that person. Now, I tip my hat to Senator Josh Hawley from my home state of Missouri and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, who have said, whoa, wait a minute. It's not time to elect. And they were talking to Mitch McConnell in the Senate, but other senators and other congressmen and women have said, wait a minute, Kevin McCarthy, it's too early. Let's wait just a second and figure this out. When you look at Kevin McCarthy, I'm not telling you that he's necessarily ultimately evil or bad, but he does not speak a consistent conservative message. You couple that with Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell has done incredibly good things for us, especially with these judges that we got elected during President Trump's term in office. I tip my cap to McConnell with regards. We got lots of conservative judges on the bench with McConnell at the helm. But he is anti-Trump, so is McCarthy to a degree, and they, coupled with Rona McDaniel, the leader of the Republican National Committee, the GOP, the National GOP, Rona McDaniel, they three have supported candidates and managed their campaigns or influenced their campaigns against the candidates that President Trump had endorsed. And they fought against President Trump because they don't want him to come into power again. Trump represents a loss of their power. I'm simply saying that we need to get rid of McCarthy, McDonnell, and McDaniel. The mix, the MCs. The MCs have got to go, folks. We got new thoughts, new blood, new perspectives. We've got to make this happen. President Trump, let me just outline what he's doing differently this time around. In 2020, you know, he announces in, 2016 or so, he comes out in 2016 not knowing really what he's getting into. I mean, I've spoken with Eric Trump a number of times about this at the Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour. And by the way, if you want to go to the Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour, timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. You can name your own price for these events. Look at the schedule, check it out. If you want to purchase VIP tickets, fine. Use the promo code RIGHTSIDE and you can get discounts on those VIP tickets and you can get free access to the speaker meet and greet event that they have. But Eric Trump and I have had great conversations about how these three people, McCarthy, McConnell, and McDaniel, have impeded what President Trump is trying to do. And the difference between 2016 and 2024, when President Trump runs again, is that President Trump knows the game now. He knows what to do. And when he's endorsing these candidates, especially for the federal House and Senate level, when he's endorsing these candidates, he's amassing an army of people that will align with him and give them, we hope, their loyalty. That's the difference. You see, because that was the Achilles heel of his presidency. The people within his inner circle were not altogether loyal to him. Some were, but many were not. And what Trump is doing is endorsing these candidates, putting his name behind theirs to get them elected so that in 2024, when Trump is again our president, number 47 this time, he will have their loyalty. That's what he's doing. It's the art of the deal. It's making sure that you have the groundwork and the foundation to go forward. And it just chaps me that McCarthy, McConnell, and McDaniel will try to interfere with that, telling him that the Trump candidates aren't the good candidates, that Trump doesn't know what he's doing. He has a 92% winning rate when he endorses people. So the losing candidates that you saw in the House were a reflection of what the McCarthy, McConnell, and McDaniel era have done to us. Now, I think that we need fresh blood. I think that we need to see other people in those leadership roles, and it's time for those folks in them to step aside. President Trump has got an incredible groundswell of support. The GOP nomination is his. I spoke in the previous segment about how Ron DeSantis is not yet ready. I like Governor DeSantis. I like him a lot. But again, I put it to you, ladies and gentlemen, who do you think can do this? Who has already proven that they can do it? It's President Trump. He's already proven it. Yeah, but Doug, I'm here and, you know, I have breakfast with people at work and I go to lunch with colleagues and they're telling me that Trump's personality is divisive. And we got to, you know, maybe it is time to say goodbye. That's the result of rhinos in the mainstream media, ladies and gentlemen. Look, how many times do we have to hear, I'd rather have the mean tweets than gas prices at $3 and $4 a gallon? I can't put food on my table, but I don't want the mean tweets. Are you kidding me? Ladies and gentlemen, we elected President Trump precisely because of the fact that he's not politically correct, that he does speak his mind. And yes, he does. He does speak his mind. And we thought that that was entertaining to a degree, but we also liked it. We liked that a politician had the guts to tell you what he really thought. Now, we need this back. We need it back in America. And I'm telling you, for anybody out there running for office that's listening to this program, if you would simply have the guts to do what President Trump does, speak the truth. Don't be worried about the woke cancel culture. Don't be worried about being politically correct. Tell the truth. Be bold. Be abrasive when it's necessary. And people will follow you. People will engage with you. And you will win elections if you do that. It's the winning recipe. It's the secret sauce. Look at Carrie Lake in Arizona. She's the female version of Trump. She calls out the mainstream media. She came from the media. She used to be a journalist, a news broadcaster. She knows how to win. She knows that telling the truth, being aggressive, calling out the BS nonsense from the mainstream media and the rhinos will garner her support from we the people. We the people are hungry for people that act and behave and talk like Trump and Carrie Lake. I see it all of the time when we travel the country with the Clay Clark Reawaken America tours, California, Washington State, Oregon, New York State, where people you would assume in these liberal bastions of commu-socialism, we have people coming by droves to listen to the message of conservatism, of hope, of the founding fathers and their intent for this republic. And you know what? We go to a lot of states and a lot of cities, and I've loved every one of them. But in the commu-socialist states, people don't get up out of their chairs. They don't meander. They don't go to the vendors' booths during the speeches. They stay there. They're attentive. They're hungry for the truth. And we provide the truth for them on these tours. Ladies and gentlemen, we see all of this play out in so many ways in the United States. The woke culture, how to reclaim our youth. What happened to our youth in this country? We have raised five or six generations of absolute wussies. Can I just be honest with you? Yes, and you can substitute the letter P for the letter W. Wussies. We have raised generations of them. Our woke parents. My child needs a safe room in order to take the final exam. We can't handle it. Wait a minute. Everybody gets an A. Everybody gets a trophy. Just thank you for participating. There's no competition. We're all equal here. Let me tell you something about equality. I spent 23 years in corporate America as the vice president of human resources, the top of the food chain in human resources. It's not only a bad business practice, but it's also damn near impossible to treat everybody equally. Well, we have to treat people equally here, Doug. You're the vice president of human resources. We've got to treat people equally. No, we don't. No, we don't. And by the way, I don't even think that's possible. We're all different. We all have different baggage, different backgrounds, different expectations, different talents, treasures, and different times that we can rise to the challenge. Why do we have to treat people equal? Well, because it says in the policy, we're all equal, men and women. No, we're not. Men and women are not equal. You are not equal to that guy. She's not equal to him. We're different. Now, what we should focus on is treating people fairly. Not equally, fairly. And we, our youth and our adults in this country who are woke lose sight of that. And it is exactly why the feminist movement rose up. Rush used to call them the feminazis, and they were, and he was right. They changed everything. Men and women are not equal. We're different. You can't even go to work. Look, I was the vice president of human resources. I know I had, it's like you're part priest, parent, and pastor when you're the VP of HR or in any HR position. You people in HR know what I'm talking about. Part parent, priest, and pastor. You hear people's sins, you absolve them, you punish them, you try to coach them and guide them, help them find success, all of that. But I can't tell you how many times people came into the office and said, to some varying degree, things like, well, she hurt my feelings or he hurt my feelings. I go, wait a minute. What do you mean they hurt you? Well, they said this or they did that. And I would always gently remind these adults that it's impossible for anybody to hurt your feelings. It's impossible. Now think about that for a minute, folks. Let that sink in. You just said it was impossible. Billings just said it was impossible for somebody to hurt my feelings. Now, wait a minute, folks, it's impossible for anybody to hurt your feelings unless you give them permission to. Then, of course, they can. So stop allowing that to happen. Stop letting Trump hurt your feelings. He's not hurting your feelings. He's trying to get the country set straight. He's giving you what people sometimes call tough love. He's trying to be a discerning disciplinarian, and we need it. We need it in the White House. We need it in this country, and we need it with our youth. Now, again, my book, the Remaking of the American Political System, I give specific examples about how we save our youth in this country. In the book, and again, you can get it at dougbillings.us, Remaking the American Political System. The youth, ladies and gentlemen, we have let the left just absolutely seduce our youth. Can you imagine in this country that we have transsexual story time hour in grade schools and middle schools? One way that I talk about reclaiming our youth, and this is a tough one. Some of you will go, oh my God. But some of you will go, yeah, right on. I've been saying that for years, Doug. So here it is. One example straight out of the book. Compulsory military service for everyone who's graduated from high school. If they don't go to high school, from the age 18 to 20, compulsory military service. Choose your branch, but you got to go. Learn a trade. Learn respect for the flag and the republic. Come out if you want after 2 years. You've got your trade. You've got a skill set learned. You can get a job. You've got a GI Bill. You've got some benefits and perks from the military. Or stay in and make it a career. Either way, we teach maturity and how to avoid these kids from becoming snowflakes. Compulsory military service in the United States of America. One of the ways that we can reclaim our youth from the grips and the seduction of the evil Communist Socialist Party, which when you look at it, is absolutely a coalition of immorality. They are a coalition of tyranny, violence, mandates, and so forth. And we will put an end to it. We have to. The shooting at the nightclub, at the LBGTQ kook nightclub. Look, a mass shooting is never a pleasant thing. And I'm segueing in to this point because it involves saving the youth. It is absolutely devastating every time something like this happens. But ladies and gentlemen, here is the truth. There is no new law that will prevent anybody from shooting anybody else. I mean, for crying out loud, there's no law that's going to prevent you from speeding or me from jaywalking or any law that's going to prevent anybody from shoplifting. But what we need to do, and what the communist socialist politicians fail to do, is that we have to simply begin to prosecute these violent criminals with extreme prejudice. Extreme prejudice. We prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law that's possible. And then we hold them in jail for the length of that sentence. We don't let them out early. You look at what the communist socialists do. The communist socialist district attorneys in states across this country, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Washington, or you name the state, California, they let them out early. And they might not even prosecute these violent criminals. You've got a DA in Los Angeles that lets people out that are guilty of murder and they don't, or doesn't send them to jail at all. I'm forced to draw only a few conclusions from that, my friends. The Communist Socialist Party doesn't care about the laws that are on the books. And because they don't care, and because they don't fully prosecute with extreme prejudice and keep these violent criminals in jail for the full sentence that's allowed by law, the only conclusion that I can draw is that they must want the violence to continue. Why? Doug, that's a pretty brazen statement. Yes, and I stand by it. I would say to you that the Communist Socialist Party wants the violence because it furthers their narrative that we have to enact new laws that will take your guns away from you. You see it on social media every time one of these things happens. Well, I don't know any reason anybody needs an AR-15, they will say. Well, thankfully, those of us that prevail with intellectual maturity can remind them that our rights aren't based on needs necessarily. We have a right to have these things that are codified in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights because God has given them to us. Now, that doesn't compute with the radical left. I'm not necessarily speaking to them, although my God, would they be better off if they would listen to me. They don't compute. When you mention God and rights and this and that, it doesn't compute. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, the Communist Socialist Party, remember, there are no more Democrats in the elected class. When I say Communist Socialists, I'm talking about the people in the elected class who used to be called Democrats. They are Communist Socialists. They don't believe in God. They have nothing to do with it. You cannot be a Democrat / Communist Socialist and be a Christian. You cannot be a Communist Socialist and believe in God. Evidence of the obvious is sufficient. All they do is want to excommunicate God from everything, society, public square, the public debate. Meanwhile, if you go back and look at the founder's intent of this country, about which I speak in the book, Remaking the American Political System, you look back at the colonial, the school curriculums, and I talk about it in the book. Look, In this book, there are a series of historical perspectives that take you back in time to the time of our founding fathers, and we look at the ways by which they governed. They gave us the perfect template. The belief in God, the school curriculums that they put forth included and demanded that the Bible be taught, that theology be taught, philosophy, of course, the sciences, the arts, and civics beyond just merely history. And it was Christian-based, ladies and gentlemen, so don't let the left hoodwink you by saying, well then, if this coach can now be free to pray. Remember the Supreme Court case, the coach that got fired for saying a prayer before the football game? He's been reinstated. The Supreme Court said he can do that. And then you've got the left saying, well, then I'm going to pray Buddhist prayers, or I'm going to pray, you know, Muslim prayer. No. This country was founded on Christian principles. The founder's intent was that Christianity would be throughout and mixed in and part of the social, political, and cultural fabric of this republic. That was their intent. And so the time has come for us conservatives to now march forward, even though we're in this nightmare, to understand that in the midst of tragedy, adversity, and challenges, that life is still filled, as God intends it, with wonder, joy, and meaning in vast amounts. It reminds me, when I was a kid, I would look at the Nature Channel. I was always fascinated with and by volcanoes. Remember when you watched those shows and the lava would slowly creep along the landscape and scorch everything? That's what our life seems like now, to a degree, what our republic seems like. We're being scorched by this commu-socialist wave of lava. But when the lava cools on those shows, when you watch them, the new life that springs forth is more fertile than what was there before. And so that's where I'm telling you our hope resides. In the midst of this tragedy and this adversity and these challenges, blessings are waiting to be born. You hang on to that. You believe that we, the people, are the plan. We march forward in the local community and the local involvement, and we will reclaim the republic. Believe it, ladies and gentlemen, for the republic. God bless you. Cheers.